So listen, you've got a big sporting weekend then for you as a Chelsea fan. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm sort of excited. I'm building up to it. It's kind of one of those funny sort of feelings, really, where I didn't really expect us to be, at this sort of level, really, playing Man United to go top of the league, you know.
A few months ago, you were fifth. Everyone would say the worst run ever. It's all over. No chance of being in this position. How did they get back into it?
I don't really know. I think, I love Chelsea. They haven't, they still haven't played that well this season.
No, what do you think that is? Really. It's kind of like, it's been a really weird, but then even more exciting because of that season between Manchester United and Arsenal's collapse as well. But
it's
then
like
Chelsea,
everybody's made mistakes.
Yeah,
everyone.
But Chelsea have not been the team they were. Why is that, Phil?
Well, we've had quite a few. I'm not going to blame it on injury, but we've had quite a few injuries, and Ancelotti's chopped and changed the way we play.
Yeah. Are you a fan of his?
I'm not the greatest fan of his, no.
Do you think he's going to stay?
I think probably, yeah. I think he needs to get a chance of getting his own team together.
Yeah.
I think probably. And I think just sacking managers, who'd you get, you know?
But saying in a couple of the papers today that if he doesn't win tomorrow, then the decision's already been made that he's out the door.
Well, yeah, as long as we don't get Alan Pardew.
Yeah, we're stuck with him for now, thanks.
Yeah, tough luck, Lindsay. Hey, what do you think is going to happen then? What are you thinking?
Well, it's third time lucky, isn't it? They've beat us twice. The both Champions League games. I think, we just got to have a go at them. The difference is we've got David Luiz playing for us tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on who he should be playing up front? Who do you think he'll play and who would you like him to play up front? Because obviously this is his weekly dilemma now, isn't it?
Well, yeah. My feeling at the moment is he should play Drogba and Kalou. But we've got too many players at Stamford Bridge who can come on as a substitute and be fantastic, but give them 90 minutes and they don't score.
See, this is an incredible thing about tomorrow as well, is because obviously, it's not just Manchester United. There's so much on this game as well. There are so many big rumours about Sir Alex Ferguson as well. Because if they get it, well, it's something like his 19th title. They're thinking that it may be the moment where he says, that's it, So you've got, there's so much riding on the game tomorrow. It's huge for so many big reasons.
Yeah. Well, good on Sir Alex. He's a great manager, but I can't see him getting his feet from under that table, whatever.
But he did say it was really interesting when he was talking about Van der Sar this week, about him retiring this summer, and he said, a lot of people were hoping that he would hang on for another year, but Fergie said, if I was speaking to him now, I should say he definitely should go in the summer, because you should always go out on top and not wait until things, the wheels come off. And, is he thinking about himself when he's saying that as well?
Well, let's hope he's a runner-up this year and in both competitions, and then he might retire.
Now, listen, Phil, sad news. Passing of a golfing legend. I know you're a golfer yourself. You heard the news about poor Seve Ballesteros.
Yeah, I have, and it's a sad day for golf, really.
He was just such a big icon of the game, wasn't he? Bigger than the game. He was so charismatic. And look at all the footage of some of the shots, and he's just such a charismatic, good-looking guy and an amazing golfer.
Well, it was all about, as well, that he started with one club and climbed over golf club walls and, taught himself the game as well, self-taught, and a fantastic player.
Yeah.
A real hero.
And what's your, before we have to move on, Phil, what's your next big project then? Tell us about the Beggar's Opera.
I'm doing a Beggar's Opera, which is a sort of a Mickey take of an Italian opera. Italian opera is written in 1700 at Regent's Park Open Air Theatre.
We know that theatre, it's a beautiful place.
Lovely
that is,
place,
right in the park, that's great.
Yeah, we do that, I think we start on the 25th of June, it's our first night, and we do that for about a month.
So are you using kind of modern day pop songs and then doing them as opera?
No, they're sort of using popular songs of the day.
But not the day not being today, but being like the 18th century.
1700, so there's a sort of funny shaped guitars and lutes and all sorts of harps and odd things, so it should be fantastic.